Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
At first, the subject of Leviticus 27 seems out of place. Is this any way to conclude a bestseller? Obviously, because God wrote it. The previous chapter was all about God keeping his promises. And the huge difference between a life lived consistently with his word and one of disobedience. So just before we close this fascinating book, the Lord gives us a final lesson on keeping our word, just as he does. Here's an outline. The dedication of persons to God, verses 1 to 8. Dedicating animals to God, verses 9 to 13. Dedicating one's house or land to the Lord, verses 14 to 25, and some special cases, verses 26 to 34. We don't have time for all the details, but note some vital lessons. First, be careful about making promises. Once something was vowed, quote, "He shall not substitute it or exchange it, good for bad or bad for good," verse 10. The Lord wants us to keep our word, even when it's to our disadvantage, Psalm 15, verse 4. Second, everything was assessed, quote, "according to the shekel of the sanctuary," Leviticus 27, 3. The true value of something is what God thinks of it. Third, although God recognized personal stewardship, everything was really the Lord's and simply on loan. Notice, too, that its value was set, quote, "according to the years that remain till the year of Jubilee," verse 18. What a good lesson. What we have only has value until we meet the Lord, so use it wisely. Finally, although giving tithes, 1/10, is taught in the Old Testament, giving in the age of grace is more in line with alms for the needy, and the free will offerings taught in chapter 22. Tithing was really like our income tax for funding the state. Now, in light of Christ's great sacrifice, we should give purposefully, willingly, regularly, proportionately, and happily. 1 Corinthians 16:2 and 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.